With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The distinction between books and computers may be beginning to blur thanks to firms like Infocom, a Boston software firm created in 1979 by a number of MIT graduates. Their first product was Zork, a computer game that has been a bestseller since it came out 3 years ago. Its author, David Lebling, prefers to call Zork and 17 other Infocom titles stories or interactive fiction, since they don't work like Star Wars games.
The player alters the course of the story by taking different paths through the story's many possibilities.
In such Infocom games as Suspect or Witness, the player types in questions and commands to obtain clues and to move the stories along. For example,
detective, tell me about the murder weapon. And the detective then responds, just as in a book you would see a response in quotes, you will see a response in quotes of what the detective says. So the story advances by what the player types in.
Lebling says the computer games have an English vocabulary of from 800 to 2,000 words. There are science fiction, such as The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, fantasy, such as Sorcerer.
One of our most recent games is a very realistic look at a possible future in the sort of the tradition of 1984 or Brave New World, a game called A Mind Forever Voyaging. It's really sort of a political parable about the difference between the long term and the short term.
But Infocom's David Lebling says the games are not intelligent enough to invent action not programmed by the writer.
Some of the stories can have many different endings. The murder mysteries, for example, have any number of endings where you are partially successful in figuring out the crime or fully successful.
Infocom's imaginative interaction fiction requires some knowledge of working a computer keyboard, of course, and can be played on all currently popular computers. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. David Lebling is a computer programmer with a Boston software firm called Infocom. He created the popular Zork game, similar to Infocom's other so-called interactive fiction, such as The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and Witness. The games directly involve the player, who must type in instructions to keep the games moving. David Lebling says writing programs for computers is a lot like writing books.
It requires logical thought, and you have to plan what you're doing ahead. You have to go back and do the computer equivalent of proofreading, you know, bug fixing. You have drafts, just like you do in a book.
In fact, watching someone write a computer program is a lot like watching a novelist at work.
There's a lot of time spent sitting around thinking. There's a lot of time spent scribbling unintelligibly on paper. And there's a lot of time spent typing.
David Lebling describes himself and his fellow software programmers at Infocom as all crazy, but in different ways.
Some of the authors are sort of crazy in that they like to write very funny games, very humorous games. Others like diabolical logical puzzles. Others really have serious literary aspirations.
Personal computers were small and not very powerful when Infocom's games started coming out 3 years ago, and David Lebling says he wasn't sure Infocom's programs would fit on the computers of the day.
Now, the ones that were big then are hardly even around anymore, and there are machines that are so powerful that they just dwarf what could be done when we started in this business.
David Lebling of Boston's Infocom, which designs imaginative and intelligent computer games for readers. He calls the computer the ultimate toy. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.